You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Rita May with Sunny Afternoon. Kia ora, Rita. How are you this morning?
Hello. Good, thank you. How are you?
Good, although I just swallowed water down the wrong way, which was a very good way to start an interview. Nice to have you in the studio. You've got a brand new single out, which is called The Nightmare. Tell us a bit about what you've been working on. You've been overseas. You've been in the studio. What's been happening?
Yes. Well, I guess a bit of a combination of things, because I guess this year for me has been sort of about my Super Feeling EP as like the first thing I've done, and so it's been a combination, I guess, of like working on my next project, which is like close to being a thing, which is cool. And I guess at the same time though, having these tracks from the Super Feeling kind of world that were like, I guess, still just bothering me, that I was just like,
I haven't quite exercised that demon yet.
Well, kind of, it's this thing of like, The Nightmare is a song that like I wrote like a few years ago actually, and like it was one of the acoustic old songs that I always wanted to produce, and then I just didn't I basically didn't get the production right in time for the Super Feeling project, and kind of was like, okay, I'll just let that song go, and then it just kind of, it didn't let me go, and so I decided like it would be a nice thing for the end of the year to do these like three bonus things, like this song, a new version of Candy's House, and a music video for Real Love. And that just feels like a nice kind of like wrapping it all up in a neat little bow before I...
Totally.
I guess so I can like, I guess, say goodbye to that era feeling like I said everything that I wanted to say from that time in my life.
Yeah, totally. And I think it's really important when you are writing and thinking about your music as well to be able to give yourself the space to celebrate it too, because sometimes the, you know, the pace is quite fast, or you don't get chance to really reflect on what you've made, and coming back to things and you know, celebrating them in that way is a really important process perhaps.
Yeah, and it might be the most like this, I mean, I don't know, but I feel like this project might be the most like that in terms of me wanting to kind of extend it out, because it's like the first thing I've ever done, and all these songs, most of the songs are so nostalgic to me, and I guess hugely about me, I guess, entering the music world. So I feel like it feels nice to kind of do that in a way that feels complete.
Yes, yeah, you know? Totally. Yeah. Super Feeling is a fantastic EP, and the name, I think, really gets at the heart of the big energies of it, or the big things you're sort of processing through the music. What have you found, you know, now that you are at this kind of closing the chapter stage of it, how do you feel looking at the project now about that time in your music life and in your, you know, life?
I feel really good about it. I think, to me, maybe that project feels almost like, I guess maybe this is a classic for this time of life, of almost me internally imagining things and like festering on, I guess, emotions that are like more intense even maybe than the things that are actually happened. Like, happening. Like, it feels very, very in my head because I have been very, very in my head. And I guess maybe like the next stuff, I guess, feels more like talking, I guess, a bit more literally about like real things that are happening, and more like I'm actually like in the world that the songs describe, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally.
Super Feeling feels very in my room, imagining the world outside, which I guess feels kind of cool to have the difference between those things.
Totally, and it makes sense given the, you know, world that Super Feeling has come out of the last few years, being so internal and also in everyone's been in their own head in one way or another, kind of using that space as a way, using music as a space to process not just that experience, but the way people have been thinking is really interesting. With the new stuff, what has been inspiring you or been interesting to you in terms of writing?
I guess maybe I've been, not in terms of content, I guess I've been trying to write in a bit of a more concise way with the next project. And I guess it's just a bit more to the point, which feels good. Like, it feels higher energy, more like condensed or something, if that makes sense. Whereas I guess, like I was saying before, Super Feeling feels very like imaginary world to me, so it's almost a bit more rambly. But the next project is, I guess, just a bit more like awake.
It makes a lot of sense. And you're off to LA literally tonight, which is very cool. And you're going to be doing some recording and some writing over there. What are you getting up to while you're in the States?
I'm literally just going to do sessions, I think. I haven't budgeted for much fun activities. So I'm paying
pot noodles.
I budgeted for food and Ubers.
Yeah. Wise,
So it's just going to be like, it's a shorter trip. It's just 3.5 weeks. So it's going to be writing a lot and hopefully finishing off the stuff that I made on my earlier trip this year.
It's pretty exciting time for you. I hope you have a really fun experience in the States and look forward to hearing what comes out of that time. What can you tell us about The Nightmare, which is the new single, which we're going to listen to just now, closing this old chapter of Super Feeling? Where did this song sit in that world?
I guess this song is maybe one of the dreamiest ones. It's very, like, I would say emotionally indulgent.
It's got to be done.
Because it's basically about just letting these emotions, like, fester in a way, and I guess sort of simultaneously trying to escape them, but also, like, letting them rule you.
I
guess, I don't know if that makes sense. Kind of like find a happiness within something that's actually really unhappy. Like the whole outro is basically me just like kind of in an insane way just saying, I'll be so happy here like a million times when I'm clearly not.
Ah, yes. I'm sure we've all had an experience like that. There'll be a lot of people who can relate to this.
Yeah, affirmations.
Exactly. Very excited for the music videos and the kind of closing of this chapter for you, Rita, and also excited to see what comes out of your time in LA. So have a fantastic trip and we will see you very soon.
Thank you so much.
My guy, I hate to adore, He stole my eyes and he don't want me anymore. He's all I see, but he's fucking around. So I tried to sleep, but he's all I dreamed about. So I joined the night to learn to fly. Lost my mind, yeah. Where did I hide? Said if your eyes don't burn, then you're not learning. If the drugs don't hurt, then it isn't working. Yeah, they're making me strong.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.